and welcome to the Tipsy Sewers podcast,
co-hosted by Ellen the Stitches and Hazel and the Machine.
Join us today where we're talking all things swimwear.
So grab your favourite tipple, let's have a giggle.
Oh my god, she's on one.
What is my password?
Hazel, can you please stop talking about other things when you're on the podcast?
Says the girl who, oh there it is, says the girl who,
who what?
Gets up and walks away and goes into her fabric closet.
Yeah,
going,
fair enough.
Just hold on. Look at this!
It's because I have something important to show you at that time. Right. Okay, so Hazel was rudely just trying to, like, log into her Gmail.
So I could have my notes for the show.
Anyway, she's here now. She's
I have my notes.
Yeah, she's got her notes.
We're all good.
So today we're going to talk about swimwear because it's August. It's August, baby.
It's summer. It's a spicy episode. It's going to be good.
Yes, honey. It's going to be good.
And there's been so many new drops recently of swimwear. It's insane.
It has popped off in the sewing community about
swimwear. I feel
like
swimwear. Last year there just wasn't that much. Maybe because we went travelling. Maybe no, this year they were all like...
I feel like everyone, all of the... indie sewing pattern companies were like working on swimwear last year and yeah, we released it this summer.
True
because it does take a while to like obviously formulate and grade a pattern
and also make sure you've got something that's got a good USP.
Yeah, and I think that I love them all. I'm not saying there's like mad competition in the swimwear pattern world, but on crazily they all kind of came out the woodwork in the same couple of weeks.
I mean, I think there was only like three.
That's quite a lot for
is,
indie
fair.
Sewing patterns to come out with the same, like, garment, basically.
That's very
because
true.
We had Tilly and the Buttons coming out with the Coralie swimsuit, which I'm going to be talking about because I made that pattern.
We were both gifted it. I just don't have a holiday planned. And
were you gifted it as well?
Yeah.
Cheeky bitch. I thought it was just me.
No.
And that came out in June, early June.
Yes.
Then we had the Closet Core Fay bikini slash swimsuit.
Which is so cute.
Which came out, I'm going to say, June as well. 15th of June?
Yeah.
16th of June?
About then.
And then
it was recent.
Also, we had, what else came
so
out?
So Over It.
So Over It.
Yes.
That, what's theirs called?
Why have we not written down that down in our show notes?
I have written So Over It, but I just said new swimsuit.
I don't think it is actually a pattern.
No, it is.
No.
It is. I think maybe it's in an ebook.
I think it's in a course they did.
Really? Okay, so we've got to the bottom of it. It's called the Zara Bikini and Swimsuit. And you can make this when you take their Intro to Sewing Swimwear Masterclass in their Stitch School.
I'm so obsessed with it.
Okay, well, I was just saying something. But
sorry,
whatever.
Carry on.
I used to be a student at the Sew Over It Stitch School. You, like, pay, like, I think I paid, like, £10 a month. And
that was really good.
Loved it. I did all of their courses during lockdown. And you get to make loads of different things. And, like, I think included in your membership, you get access to the patterns and things like that. And it was great. So if you are looking at making this swimsuit, then you would need to go and do their masterclass online.
It's so cute, though. Oh, yeah, let's launch into talking about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, let's do it. So do you want to start by talking about the Zara one?
Yes, I will. So basically, it comes as a swimsuit and a bikini. The bikini features a high-rise bikini brief. Love that.
Mm-hmm.
And also a quite full coverage bikini top that has a tie in the middle that kind of draws your titties together, but it has a little cutout underneath. So
it's
super flattering. And it's basically exactly the same as a swimsuit, except for there is no gap in the middle.
Okay.
It's so cute. I'm obsessed. It's so retro, which I feel like is their entire USB.
Yeah. Do you mean USP?
I do. I don't know why I said USB.
USB stick?
USB stick. We were talking about USB sticks earlier, that's
yeah,
why.
Yeah, I know. I think it is lovely, and I think also you could make the top and the bottoms obviously in different fabrics.
Yeah.
So that it's more of like a mix and match set. And I do love that little peephole underneath that front tie on the bikini top.
Yes.
The bikini comes in a size 6 to 30.
Which is really, really good.
Yeah, definitely.
Love that.
So
it's a slightly sweethearty neckline as well, which is really cute.
I like the back.
Oh, and you can make it with adjustable straps.
Yeah, that would be good, actually.
That's really good. Love that. 10 out of 10. Well done, So Over It.
Excellent.
That did sound a bit sarcastic. It's not meant to have sounded the way it did.
Oh, look, there's the price. There's the price. £50 or £15 per month
if you subscribe.
So I think you would just buy the masterclass as a one-off and that would be £50.
Yeah.
Or it's the £15 per month, but I don't really get... Maybe you have to do a minimum of... Yeah, like maybe. 3 months, I don't know.
Who knows?
So,
cute though. Love super that. Cute.
Right, Hazel, you've said love that like 7 times.
Love that.
The next time you say it, you're going to have to down your drink.
That's a love lot that. Of beer and I
well, stop
pee.
Saying love that.
Love that.
Because we've got a lot more patterns to talk about and you can't say love that about all of them.
Okay, so the next one we will talk about...
Oh, my nose is so itchy.
It's the Tilly and the Buttons new drop, which is the...
Coralie.
Why did I say Coralie?
Coralie. It's also a swimsuit and a bikini.
It's super nice.
And I just made it.
I'm so jealous. Because I'm not going on holiday. Even though I have swimwear fabric in my stash, I just can't quite bring myself to...
I know.
Also, well, I don't have an overlocker, and I think sewing stretch fabrics without an overlocker is a little terrifying to me.
Mate, Tilly and the Buttons literally did a post this morning saying, you do not need an overlocker to make our swimsuit.
I know, but...
And I told you you didn't need one. You didn't listen to me.
I know. No, I did listen to you, but I'm finding it very difficult to...
Imagine it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's fine. Okay, so this time last week, I was saying to Hazel, we were prepping for our episode because we're really proactive like that.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, we can talk about the Coralie, but I'm definitely not going to have time to make it because I think out of the two of us, I had plans to make it. So it would make sense that I did make it. And obviously Hazel wasn't wanting to make it. God, that was the most boring, convoluted sentence.
I wanted to make
it.
I just...
Yeah, but not right now. I mean, you didn't have like a want or a need. Whereas I am very lucky and I... have got some holidays coming up.
Lucky cow.
I know, I'm always on holiday. Literally, did you see Yvette commented on my Instagram?
Thanks, Blossom Sandwich. I absolutely died.
I posted a photo of me in Ireland and...
She was just like, are you ever home?
Oh, no, it was me at the Gatwick Airport going to Ireland.
Yeah, that was it.
And she commented like, I swear you're always on holiday. I was like, excuse me, Yvette. But also, yes, I know I'm always on holiday. I work very hard. And I spend all my money on holidays. So, I was thinking, right, so the beginning of this story was, I said to Hazel, I'm not going to be able to make it before we record today. Then, on the Thursday, I cut it out. No, Wednesday night, I cut it out. And the Thursday night, I sewed it in about 3.5 hours.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Just a quick sew.
I mean...
You made the bikini version, didn't you?
No, I did the swimsuit.
It's that white line across the middle that threw me off there.
I know. I
love it, though.
Yes. I made the swimsuit, which is unlike me. I don't usually wear swimsuits because I feel like they make me look shorter. Usually, I do a high-waisted bikini bottom and whatever kind of bikini top. But I'd seen Tilly and the Button post so many inspo photos of all of the different you can go for. And it made me really want to do the low-back swimsuit.
It's gorgeous.
And I don't know why. Tanning. Yeah, that's true. I don't really know why I was drawn to it, but I decided to... You can have an optional ruffle. So you can have a ruffle on both the swimsuit top and the bikini top.
Yes, you can. But I love the idea of it, but... Oh my God, you can have it on the beer briefs as bottom. As bottom.
As bottom.
As well.
Yeah, you can have the ruffle on the legs of the briefs.
See, I love it. But not for me.
I said the same to Sam, my boyfriend. I was like, I would love to do the ruffle, but it just... And I'm a big ruffle fan.
I love
but
the back view with the ruffle. I don't think I love the front view.
What, just have the ruffle on the back?
And then it would be a bit weird on the straps, wouldn't it?
I mean, I just felt that it didn't really suit my style. And I do like to wear swimsuits underneath clothes. And I think the ruffle would have made like it... bumpy, like I wear if I was wearing a vest over the top, it would look a bit odd on me. I got some fabric when me and Hazel went to Manchester. We went to Abercan Fabrics. What did you say?
So did I.
Oh, you got some fabric. I thought you was because I was like, when me and Hazel went to Manchester, and you were like, so did I. I went to Manchester. I was like, yeah, no, I just said me and Hazel.
Yeah, bitch, I was with you.
Yeah, we both got fabric from Abercan out of like their like pay what you weigh pay what it weighs section.
Yeah, pay what it weighs.
Pay what you weigh. Oh my god, that's horrific.
Horrendous.
Pay what it weighs. And I got this, can you describe the fabric? Like gingham.
It's a gingham, lime. But it's in lilac and lime and white. But it's in like, it's graded. It's got a gradient to it, if that makes sense. So it kind of goes lilac into the green, but it kind of at some point there is lilac and green, but then
I didn't know it had a gradient. I thought it was the same all the way, like the fabric pattern was the same.
It does have a gradient. Didn't they collaborate with Evie
La Louve?
Now I'm wondering, because it doesn't have a particularly high cut leg, and I love a high cut leg.
It is not a gradient fabric, it is just one. Yeah. And there's that rogue line across that's just been a fabric issue, like a pattern issue.
I mean, it looks nice though, whether you lined up well. I didn't mean to do it at all.
I didn't even know that line was there in the fabric until I wore it, because it's not on the back.
Oh, it's really nice though. Really like it.
Thank you. Sorry, continue.
So my thoughts are, so I have the pants, which they did with Evie La Louve. So do you.
Yeah, we both
made
them.
The Iris knickers.
Yeah.
And they have a high-cut leg. And I'm wondering, because it's the same person who helped them design the pattern, they collaborated together, could you trace the high leg?
You wouldn't even need to... No, you wouldn't even need to trace it. So you'd see that high-waist bikini.
Yeah.
All you would do is just draw on a higher leg. Like, it doesn't matter.
Oh, really?
Because you're stretching the elastic, which we'll get to in a minute. We're going to talk about elastic. So once you sew your front bikini piece to your back bikini brief piece, you then just sew on the elastic onto the leg. So it doesn't...
Sorry, Stitch Edit. We're currently just staring at your ass while we talk about this.
Yeah. you don't need to, like, do anything differently. It's really easy. You could change the leg shape to whatever you wanted it to be.
Well, that's good to know for anyone who likes to hack, or anyone who's like me and prefers a higher leg, because it just makes my legs look longer.
I didn't think it was too low a leg for me, you know.
Okay.
And I like a higher leg, but you could go a little bit higher. I appreciate that. But yeah, I think all you would do is just literally
just draw it higher.
Draw it an inch higher. It's not going to change anything else, as long as you match up the front and the back. So it matches the side seams.
Oh my god, yeah. And make sure it matches on both legs. Can you imagine if you did it slightly
different? Yeah, slightly different on each leg.
Horrendous.
That takes me nicely to talking about elastic.
Yes.
Now, you should use swimwear elastic, apparently. I didn't have any swimwear elastic.
Of course.
As I never have the right essential items.
I knew she was going to say that.
I just use normal 1 centimeter woven elastic.
How did it wash?
And I haven't washed it yet. Oh. Is this the issue? I didn't see what the issue is. Nothing looked
wrong. I don't know, but didn't... Did you do the workshop as part of the...
I have got access to the workshop, but I haven't... Obviously, last week, I did not have enough time to do it.
True.
So maybe they'll let me know on the workshop.
Maybe there's a difference, yeah.
Well, there is definitely a difference, and I'm assuming that you're right, and it's to do with washing, that the woven elastic wouldn't...
swimwear elastic might be more resistant to chlorine and salt water.
Yeah, I'm sure someone's going to tell us.
Let us know in the comments.
Yes, next time, will try and buy swimwear elastic, but obviously I didn't have enough time. They do say in the instructions that if you're using woven elastic, you have to have a higher tension.
Okay.
I didn't realize it doesn't have as much give. Yeah, maybe that's... Yeah, I didn't realize how much elastic I would need, but I ended up using quite a lot.
Yeah.
I did do the elastic on the whole back, and again, like my uni dress, which I talked about in the last episode by Vicky Sews, it was gaping in the back. I must have, like, a small back.
You're quite narrow across your shoulders and chest.
Yeah, I think that must be it, because it started to gape.
Yeah.
So I unpicked all my elastic, and I redid it.
I'd have cried.
I know, because it was about 12:30.
Yeah.
So yeah,
mad.
But
she's mental, girls.
Would never have posted a photo of me in my swimsuit, because I'm not that body confident.
Girl,
I loved it. I felt super confident. Maybe it's because I found that gingham fabric did make me feel like I was... It's like busy enough that no one's going to be staring at my lumps and bumps.
Oh, you don't have lumps.
But do you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't a plain fabric that was
It hides.
And I'm not saying that anyone should have to hide their body, but I just felt more confident wearing that.
At the end of the day, you've got to do what makes you feel good about yourself. And
And I felt really, really confident and comfortable in it. And I want to make that swimsuit again. I love, there's like an inspo picture that they've done where they've used three different fabrics, this one.
Yeah, it's super cute.
So they've like cut the front of the swimsuit in half and done one side of the bodice in a blue, the other side of the bodice in a pink, and then the bottom in a lilac. And it's so cute. It's like an ice cream cone.
So, so cute.
Okay, moving on. I need to stop talking. You're next.
Okay, I really want to talk about something that I put on our list.
Yeah, go for it.
And it's by Megan Nielsen Patterns, the queen who does the Dawn jeans.
Yes!
Yes! And this is called the Cotslow swimsuit. Now, the Cotslow swimsuit comes as a swimsuit and a bikini, and there's four views to it, which is incredible. So basically, it's just a very simple scoop neck bikini top, which in view A, you have a much lower scoop and it has a tie across the back. And then view B, it's just a scoop and no tie. View C is low-waisted bikini bottoms and quite a dinky little bikini top.
Yes.
And then view D is a little bit more full coverage. It's got higher briefs and it's got a longer line bikini bottom.
You're so much better at explaining things than me. I just like, that was so clear. Well
done. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyway, the reason I wanted to talk about this is because when I first joined the sewing Instagram community, I absolutely fell in love with this swimsuit, and I was like, oh my god, I'm never ever gonna be able to make a swimsuit, because Phoebe Rosita made the most gorgeous gingham one, and it's on her Instagram, and this is from time ago.
Yeah, like 2 years ago.
Yeah, such a long time ago. But I think that's like a three-year-old post for her now at this point. So
yeah,
it's a deep dive, but it is also still in one of my like ultimate inspo pictures, because it's in a blue and white gingham and it just looks cute. So cute, and I love it. I love the bow, I love the scoop neck, it just looks so nice.
What's their sizing?
Their sizing is size 0 to 20, so it's not broad.
Yeah, is that UK sizing or US? Because they're an Australian company. Oh, looking for company.
Size 14 to 30. Click here.
Oh, okay. So they do a larger size. Oh, my size. God.
They do a curve one. It's called the Cotslow Curve.
That's great.
Oh. Oh, wow. So the bow.
Oh, my God. And you can make it into gym wear. That's gym wear.
Yeah, you can make it into gym wear. So I thought, so on the smaller size range, the bow just comes from the like where the seams are, where the elastic gets sewn in on the scoop. Whereas on the curve range, it comes from the side seam, and that looks so much nicer.
I don't understand what you're talking
about. Look, but that's coming from the side seam.
What, so you're saying at the back of the swimsuit, the two straps at the back come out of the side seams across that low back.
Yeah.
What does it do on the smaller one?
It just comes out the seam.
Which seam? You keep saying like, seam.
Comes out where the elastic is. Oh, the low back is. Seam. Yeah.
Oh, I like the other one.
Yeah, I like the other one better. Oh, that's fine. That's an easy hack.
That's really cute, though.
Oh, that's so cute. And it says, oh, also, for everyone who wants to know, it says skill level 1 out of 5.
That's me. Yes, please.
1 out of 5.
Woo! I just want you to show me it as gym wear. Like, why are you just brushing over that? That's so cool. Well,
we're talking about sweat.
Yeah, but isn't that amazing?
Oh, that you can make it into a sports bra, girls.
Yes, please. Oh, I love it. Okay. Yeah, great. I also want to talk about a very well-known swimsuit pattern designer. They've been bang on their scene for definitely the last couple of years. I don't really know, actually. Edgewater Avenue. And they just do swimwear patterns?
Yeah, I think they do a few sort of cover-ups.
They are, like, everyone's obsessed with them. They do some super cute
designs. If you want something that is super fashion-forward.
Yeah, fashion-forward.
You're going to get it. But also practical, because they do quite a few, like, shield guards and stuff.
I always thought that they were more, like, style over... substance is the wrong word. I just meant that they were, like, quite, like, skimpy and...
Yeah, but look, that's a rash guard.
What's a rash guard?
So if you do surfing or wakeboarding or bodyboarding or something,
always looking at their like skimpier pieces, but actually now I'm on their website.
To be fair, the Freddy bottoms are teeny tiny.
Yeah, no, that's not going over my ass. The one I wanted to talk about was actually the Talia one piece. Yeah. Now a lot of people have made this and I just love it. Would you explain it? Because I don't think I can.
So the Talia one piece is a one piece with a very plunging front, but the plunging front, it goes down to about your navel. scoops outwards and then it crosses back over, so you've got like a little loophole in the front, but it also features a cutout waist. Now, if you are ample chested like me, you are likely to fall out because okay. that will cover about a quarter of a nipple.
Oh, and it's literally like the back. It's like I wouldn't string. Be able to wear the back.
Oh, it's got a thong back. You see, I love a thong. I always pull my bikini bottoms up.
Oh my God, there's no way I'm walking on a thong like in front of my family on the beach.
See, to be fair, I've never actually worn a bikini or swimsuit. I haven't for a very long time. I haven't worn a bikini or swimsuit in front of my family because we've been away together.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, maybe that's one for your honeymoon.
A cheeky brief though is so cute, and tan lines, phenom.
Okay, well, that's, yeah. I do think that they've got some really interesting designs, for
but
sure.
But also some really cute, like, just simple basics.
Yeah, like, I would definitely buy those, like, Gabby bottoms, which are high-waisted, yeah. more full coverage
on the
bum. So I like
the Roxy bottoms.
I like these Drew bottoms that
they've
have...
They've got a drawstringy ruche.
Yes, like we talked about in our last episode. And I also really like this Tyler top. Which is I find
scoop
this
neck
really
with a little
hard.
Cutout. It's crop. It's got a crop
it's like
line.
A crossover, right?
Yeah. Well, it's not really. It's just like a cutout, but it looks like a crossover.
Oh, that's cute as well.
Oh, the Carter
they're really
onesie.
Fashionable.
Love that. See, the Carter onesie is good for my boobs because I can pull them together.
Talk us through it, and then we'll move on.
So the Carter onesie is a swimsuit. Lol. But it's essentially like a very high-waisted brief that has the top attached to it at the side. So there's a big cutout in the middle, but it's got this bit that kind of comes and covers the boobs, ties in the middle, but it's also got full coverage back. So you're not worrying about it being cheeky.
Not wearing a thong.
Yeah. But the okay, super full cute. Coverage is great for bigger breasted
girls. And
they're
all around like $8 to $11 for yeah. like each pattern, which...
Also, if you want some serious inspiration, look at Talia's Threads Instagram, because she makes... stunning bikinis.
Really?
Yeah. Oh my God.
Handmade by Carly also makes some really yeah. cool bikinis.
She really does. Those two, if you're looking for bikini inspo, 10 out of 10. Head to
oh
them.
My God, I didn't even know that you'd written about Edgewater on our notes. I'm so sorry.
That's fine. I'm glad you don't read my notes.
No, I didn't read that one. Rude. I just completely like looked over that. So in terms of, right, we've spoken about patterns.
We
and
need to talk
briefly
about one
touched.
More.
Oh, which one?
Closet Core Faye bikini, because that is new.
Oh, and we did mention that at the beginning.
Yes. So, the Closet Core Faye swimsuit and bikini comes in a size 0 to 32. So, fantastic. You can get a PDF in print. Amazing. But it also comes as a swimsuit and a bikini. I think I've said that. But what I actually really love most about it is the multi-ways that you can do the back straps.
Yes. I like it. I love a crossover back.
But you can do it as a simple spaghetti. You can have it as a crossover. You
double
can have
crossover.
It as a, yeah, I don't know what that is. Like a racer back, but it then goes off into two straps. That's cool.
Yeah.
Not great for tanning. Like, not that I tan, so I don't know why.
No, I know you keep talking about tanning so much. I don't tan. I just burn.
Oh, yeah, I forgot your fake tan at the moment.
Don't tell anyone.
I'm fake tan too.
Oh, I feel like, you know, the crossover backs are so hard to get on. I get my arms
oh
caught
my God.
In so many different holes.
I get so sweaty. I used to have a sports bra with like a lattice
yeah.
back. And whenever we finished like a ballet class or a contemporary class and it was sweltering,
oh
I'd have
God.
To have someone else peel me out of it. Cause I
it's not even that for me. Like all my leotards, I'm like, my arm would go through a hole and then I realized that was half of a strap and that I put my
yeah,
arm
so
through the
hard.
Neck hole and... Yeah, no thank you.
No, I mean, they look great once they're on.
They do, they really look cute.
Oh, that one's so gorgeous. Oh, stop. So yeah, that's the Faye bikini. Oh, something we, one of them can be made reversible, I am sure. I'm sure it's this one.
Why would you say that?
I think just because the straps are black and the swimsuit's oh, yeah. blue. But I also think that like that's the same
that
one.
One
of them.
Oh my God, maybe I love not. A reversible.
How do you make a bikini reversible?
I don't know because...
And seamless.
Yeah, that's the thing. So actually, that takes us on nicely to the swim style patterns that bikini that
oh,
was
yeah.
gifted to us.
Yeah.
So I made this bikini. What's it called? It's called the bikini... No, it's not. It's called the High Waist Collective Bikini Pattern. It's a very simple bikini.
It's such a good basic for
bottom.
Your wardrobe.
Yeah, and I think that this Oh, maybe. Yeah. I really think that this is reversible.
I'm sure you can make it reversible. I'm sure we asked.
And you asked and they said, oh, you definitely could hack it so that it would be reversible because it's fully lined.
Yeah, so you could just have a contrast lining.
Exactly.
And then you'd have to, I think you'd have to choose, because it has an underbust band and a waistband. You'd have to choose, I think, one of those fabrics.
Yes, and you also, on the top, you can have, it's like a pocket lining feature that can hold removable bra cups.
Oh, that's good for people who maybe want just a little more coverage or nipple hiding.
And my first foray into making any form of swimwear was this bikini pattern, and yours I made it like a toile in this like maroon, burgundy lycra, and I think I'm going to sneeze.
Pineapples.
Pineapples, what?
Apparently if you say pineapples, it stops people sneezing.
Pineapples. Oh my god.
Because it distracts both sides of the brain.
Oh my god, literally. It stopped. Yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah, so apparently saying pineapple to someone as they're about to sneeze can cause them to forget about sneezing.
Literally, it's just gone. That is absolutely mental. Yep. Anyway, so I did make that bikini, and I mean, a lot went wrong. It was the first time I've ever sewn any form of swimwear. Of course, it wasn't going to be straightforward.
It looked good,
and it was a toile. That's why I bought this like cheap fabric, this burgundy lycra from Pound Fabrics, and I made it not knowing if it was going to work, and it did work. I wore it in the sea. I have worn it since, actually, on holiday, and I really like it. I mean, if you look up close, you can see some of the stitching. That's it's not fine, great though. Basically, because with swimwear you're using majority zigzag stitches.
Yeah,
now I find zigzags that are a wider length obviously easier to sew with. Now, the wider you go, the more chance there is that it's going to be seen, which is what happened to me, because I didn't realize, I think I was going like over the seam allowance, and then like you're trying to zigzag stitch the elastic in place and then fold it over and zigzag again. Anyway, you can see like loads of my zigzags, which is not the end of the world because I did use a thread that was the same color for one.
Congratulations. Once. We forgot to close the door before we started recording this episode.
Which is fine, because actually there's been really like no cars.
And I've been thankful for this breeze.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'll show you a photo of that bikini.
I'll show you a picture of my fabric, and I'll drape it on myself like a swimwear suit.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know when I'm going to make it. I really now want to, but I'm like, I'm not going on holiday. What's the point?
Well, I don't know.
And I am scared about sewing a swimsuit without an overlocker. To be fair, I've not had an overlocker now for a month, and I can't say I am loving it. I think I got too spoiled.
Yeah, by having your mum's overlocker.
But she keeps complaining that she can't thread it. And she's like, maybe I need to get an automatic threader. And I'm like, give it to me.
Yeah, make her buy a new one.
Yeah, I'm trying to convince her slowly. You didn't hear that, mum.
Okay, so let's talk about fabric for swimwear.
Yes. It's hard to get hold of, but it's also not. As of today, Somi Sunshine have just released three amazing fabrics.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, of swimwear.
Oh my gosh, gorgeous.
They're super cool, super retro.
Also, I think Tilly and the Buttons sell swimwear fabric now.
Yeah, they did. They did a whole design range for their... Oh my god.
And they're like really cute pastel colours.
They're ginghams, they're polka dots, they're gorge.
Which is amazing.
So cute.
So basically... Oh my god, the Somi Sunshine fabric's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
So these are recycled... These are... Eco Nile, which is a recycled nylon, and they're activewear and swimwear jersey.
Yeah, so basically for swimwear fabric you're going to have two major options. Just hit the microphone. So you're going to have a nylon blend, which is usually quite soft, comfortable, and it's usually about like 80% nylon and then 20% stretchy lycra fabric.
It has to have a good spandex. Ping back, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So you need to have that ping back. It's definitely not what it's called, but the nylon blend fabric would be like water repellent. It's very durable, it dries really quickly, and it's very stretchy, which is perfect.
However, nylon's apparently not to be printed on. Print bleeds.
I didn't know that.
No, neither.
So then the other kind of swimwear fabric is a polyester blend. And I think that's definitely what I used was like a polyester lycra.
Yeah. I think the ones we got from Abacan are definitely poly blends.
Definitely. And but apparently they're quite good. Like they're soft, but they're strong.
Yeah.
And I think you can print on it better.
Yes. Yeah. It's really easy to dye on and it gives really good crisp results.
Great.
Yeah.
So in terms of like weight for swimwear, you're probably going to want to get, I mean, a more of like a medium weight, because obviously, as we know, when you get wet,
oh my god, fabric, it gets heavier.
I was going to say the fabric can become see-through.
Oh, I was going to say fabric takes on water and gets really heavy.
No, because I feel like if you've got a light-coloured, lightweight fabric, you're going to see
everything
through it.
That's what scares me. Because when we were in Abacan, we looked at different fabrics and they had like a lilac, didn't they? And we were both mm-hmm. like, oh! And then we're both going, oh, because it felt a bit flimsy.
But that's the thing. I didn't realise that for the Tilly and the Buttons Coralie, you had to have a lining fabric.
So what did you use?
So luckily, I had a stretch, half a metre of stretch mesh fabric that I'd had from making lingerie. And they did say on the list that you could use stretch mesh.
Power mesh, yeah.
But I don't think, mine is not waterproof.
That's fine.
Well, it's just a stretch mesh fabric, but it's like a light pink floral.
Oh, pretty.
But you saw, you could see it. But only when you came up close. Like, it just looked
only
like...
Only when it was wet?
Only when it was wet.
Oh, that's fine.
And you could see the gingham was like, oh, what's that behind the gingham? And then you look up close.
But a florally pattern floral behind a gingham isn't too bad.
Yeah, it was fine. It
it's
was
not
totally
like you had
fine.
Lined it with the same fabric and then gone, I've not yeah. pattern matched this.
So from our research, we've also found that like the best fabric is the one that... Somi Sunshine sells, which yes. is that Econil,
which is a regenerated nylon from pre and post consumer products,
which
so
is amazing
for people who are looking to be sustainable queens.
Yeah, and like
it's an option.
I know they're a bit more expensive, like the Somi Sunshine stuff is like
it's
nearly
£9,
£20 a meter.
Yeah, £9.75 half meter,
which I
but
know
you
is expensive
need that
but
much for a swimsuit, do you?
No,
I'm just showing my naivety here.
No,
probably.
You're like, well, I think it's like, I mean, I definitely made mine in less than a meter.
Yeah.
But
fair.
Yeah, I don't know. It's tricky. I think also I know that I'm just like, oh, a lot of the time I don't really look into it that much, but I know that I need to be more like focused on buying like sustainable fabrics and not just buying like a cheap like Lycra pound fabrics. But at the end of the day, it still did its job.
I think while you're learning, and I think so long as you're making something you know you're going to wear again and again and again, it's yeah. okay to...
Like I always make a wearable toile. I'm never yeah. going to make a toile that I just throw away.
Exactly. And also the nature of swimwear is... You get it in chlorine, you wash it a few times, the fabric goes, the elastane in it goes, and there's nothing you can do about it. It's just the nature of it. No matter how much money you spend on it, it's always going to happen after a year or two.
But maybe that doesn't happen for the, like...
maybe not, you know?
The Econil fabric. Maybe
it's more
Maybe that's
long-lasting.
More durable, yeah.
Maybe. All right, experiment. I'm going to have to buy some. Hello, Somi Sunshine, I'm coming your way.
Yeah, definitely.
And add that to my swimsuit stash.
I know, from this non-existent holiday. I feel like that's everything.
I think it
we're
is.
So new to sewing swimwear, so maybe we'll like revisit this episode
next year
and see if we've made some more. I'm sure there'll be people listening like, oh gosh, they definitely should use swimwear elastic, or they definitely should be using this kind of fabric. But well,
yeah, I mean, I feel like also I should probably sew in something by now, because we could have compared and contrasted how we'd gone about it.
Yeah, but that's fine. You have
fine.
Ideas about making swimwear. I've made
so
two,
many ideas.
So I've made it for the both of us, basically.
Yeah, basically. And she did a smashing job. We will make sure we share all those pictures on the gram.
Yes, thank you. It's just going to be my bum a lot on Instagram for
that's
a few
fine.
Times. A few times.
We all love it.
So, the next episode, would you like to tell us about it, Hazel?
Yes! So we had... I like to think we had a very, very good reception for our spring summer fashion trends and how to sew them episodes that we did a number of months ago. So,
yeah, long time ago.
So I am in the process of starting my research for autumn winter sewing trends, fashion trends and how to sew them.
Yes, it's such a big, like, I genuinely would like to thank Hazel for all the work she does for those episodes, because
aww.
They are so, I mean... Some of our episodes we throw together.
Don't throw them together.
No, but some of them are easier than others. Yeah. And, like, we can just chat and talk about some of our favourite patterns. Yes. But those ones that you specifically have to, like, look at the trend forecast and look at the patterns that can match those fashion trends. It's a hard job, and I do absolutely no research of those whatsoever.
You proof everything for me, which is really useful.
Yeah.
You go, Hazel, we do not need to talk about 8 skirts. Not yes, like, right,
I definitely, I'm usually the editor.
She's the editor because I have too many ideas.
Yeah, it's so exciting, and we hope that you tune in and you love it. And yeah, we're super excited. We were talking about this episode for a long time.
Yeah. I think it'll come on the 14th of August.
Yes.
So it's going to be just before people are starting to maybe do their buying.
Yeah, and planning. It's just before Fashion Week as well.
Yes.
And I think I will be working a lot of fashion shows at Fashion Week.
Oh my God, have you get...
No, I'm not getting you in, but... I should will be there having first-hand knowledge of what's on the catwalk, so
please I'll feed back.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, to be fair, I probably should go to Fashion Week because that is like my entire degree. Lol.
How do you just go?
Apparently you can just go.
What do you mean? That's not true. You have to be invited.
Yeah, you have to be invited, but apparently the whole show is now is actually outside. Like, designers send clothes to influencers and people to wear outside of the show, not to be seen inside. Oh,
sorry, yes. No, yeah. You can go to the street outside for sure.
Oh yeah, Hundy P.
That's our first Hundy P of the episode.
It was our first Hundy P of the day.
I know, thank God for that. So Hundy once again, P. Thank you so much for listening. Hazel's losing her mind.
I'm very tired.
Please
now.
Do like, and I keep saying like and subscribe as if I'm on YouTube. Fuck. Carry on.
Please do tap that notification bell to be alerted when our next episode comes live. And share the love. Please share us on Instagram, yes. Far and wide.
Message us. Yes, Hazel will do her best reply. She's our social media manager.
And I'm so bad at the moment. I am so sorry. This last month has been chaotic. Yeah. With moving and deciding to get a whole new job. And
we're
going to
lose everyone because they're like, the Tipsy Sewers never reply to me.
What utter bitches. I do read everything and I do go, lol. And not lol. I do screenshot them and I send them to Elle. Yeah. And I just...
You're going to start replying from there.
I'm going to start replying.
If you fancy heading over to our Instagram, we have in our link in our bio link to our coffee page or Ko-fi page, buy us a coffee. You can send us £3 if you like, which will help us make more episodes and whatever. We would just really appreciate it.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for listening. We can't wait to hear what you thought about our swimwear episode. And we look forward to
tuning in next time.
Yes.
Bye. Bye-bye. Love you so much.
Saying love you at the end of episodes now.
I know, but I feel like
I love you. Okay, bye. Love you. Bye.